Blog Talk Radio.
Your
gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Everyone.
Good morning, people of the Blog Talk Radio world. Ignite! Ignite!
There you go.
Yeah, ignite the flames of passion in your heart. Come on. You know, we're the prosperity gurus. That's what he said, right? Today, I absolutely feel prosperous.
Good.
I feel prosperous in my friends, in my loving relationships, in my business, in my service to the, I just feel prosperous today. I had a really nice Valentine's Day. I mean, I really felt my heart centers opening.
Oh, good. I did say a nice Valentine's Day. It was.
You were gone all day.
I know. Yeah, you always say that, but it's never true. I'm not gone all day.
I
left
about
like
one to ten. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I guess it is all day.
It felt like that to me.
Yeah, I understand that. So, anyway, you know, it was a great book. I mean, it was a great day. It wasn't anything like, you know, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, it wasn't like a romantic day. It was just a very nice, normal day, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I just, for me, too, it was like, you know, I was aware that it was Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, I think my heart was open a little more,
yeah.
You know, and to, and you know, that makes, even if you can just open your heart just the slightest bit, it makes the biggest difference. And
well, there it is. Our intention was on love. Our intention was on feeling expansive in love. You know,
yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did you do yesterday?
Sudoku. I put on my Facebook. Sudoku, a cup of tea, and a perfect Valentine's Day for me. You know?
There you go.
And then somebody said, but what about, somebody said on my Facebook, but what about Charlie Ray? I went, oh, my God, I forgot about Charlie Ray. So then I changed it. Sudoku, Charlie Ray, a cup of tea, and a perfect Valentine's Day for me.
There you go. Yeah.
Charlie Ray is my I don't know what he is. He's like the thing that I love and also my greatest, like,
yeah, he is your tormentor and the one you love the most.
Yes.
You know? It is
all wrapped up in one.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you have this contrast with him. And today he has his barking collar on because we have somebody home a little more unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's home, Charlie goes to, you know,
Charlie becomes
ape crap.
Totally insane.
Yeah.
Totally obsessed. He has an obsessive nature that just comes out when Normano is home.
Yeah. And so it's like, whoa, what's going on here? So we had to deal with that.
Yeah.
You know.
And hopefully it'll work.
Oh, well, he's not parking now.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's hard for us, you know. I mean, a lot of people understand the mechanism and stuff, but it's hard for us at any level to, you know, feel like we're inflicting pain upon him,
yeah.
You know. Or any animal, really.
Well, exactly.
And yet, there's obviously what we're doing is not working. I heard Norm go like, Yeah, he barks, 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 darn, goes, shh. Like, oh, yes, that stops him.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yes. Okay.
Like, hello, that is not working.
Hey, yeah, here's his dog who's 12 years old, really, you know. and
he's my puppy, though.
Yes, he is your puppy. I mean, they have a very puppy nature for being as old as they are.
They do. Our doggies have a seriously joyful puppy nature.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's good to know. They love life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you should introduce yourself, girlfriend. We should do that thing we do.
The thing that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. Hello. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm Christine Marie, and I am your co-host for our radio show, Blog Talk Radio. And it is my joy and my delight to talk to you about all things prosperity.
Right, and I'm Julie, his her daughter.
Lifestyle. That's right. You're my daughter, my sweetheart, my business partner.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could call this business, I don't know. This is just, there's too much joy in here for that word business. Go do business.
Yeah, don't say that for the dogs. They might take
yeah,
you seriously.
It's like business. Number two is business. It's like, you know, but for us, it's like really, you know, animated, joyful,
mm-hmm.
happy. You know, do we have moments where there's challenges and obstacles? Almost all the time.
Right.
But that because we're really aligned with our service, with doing what we're doing, it's a great source of joy. Anyway, I have my master's degree in counseling, got that many, many, many years ago. And, you know, it really served as an amazingly wonderful backdrop against being a certified law of attraction coach, a certified prosperity guide. And, you know, that just gives my heart such delight. It gives my heart wings to, I would love, you know, you remember that song, I'd like to teach the world to sing?
Yes.
I would like to teach the world to experience their prosperity lifestyle, to experience all things prosperous for them, you know. That would be my goal. And what else am I, Jill? I taught behavioral science
mm-hmm.
at the university.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of an intuitive.
Yeah, you are. No, I just wanted you to, you know, we talked about revamping our radio show because we're really excited about, you know, we've done this over a year now. We've had, like, over 300 episodes. And we're really thinking about how do we revamp our radio show. And
mm-hmm.
we want to start talking about books more and really, you know, answering your questions. Call, discuss. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Let's talk about law of attraction
mm-hmm.
in our everydaily sense, you know. And Mom might throw in some intuitive stuff, but, you know, if you call in asking for intuitive information, we're going to ask you what you want. Because in this big world, you know, you get to have what you want, or at least the essence.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know,
all the time.
I mean, you know, I guess because, you know, when we ask people what they want.
Well,
or,
can I give you,
mm-hmm.
can I give you, I had a young woman, 16, on Facebook yesterday, and she said, she wanted to know if I was indigo, it's kind of cute or whatever, and she
mm-hmm.
said, I have a question, would you be willing, I know, you know, I never really read your Facebook profile, but you seem like you're intuitive to me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Could I ask you a question? So I answered back, I go, sure, shoot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sent me this you know, this whole paragraph about being very, very lonely, very, very sad, and thought that she'd have friends by now, and she's 16, you know. And she wanted some friends to make her feel happy. And, you know, of course, I could not answer her without saying, you know, what about your, you know, the first and most important thing is the relationship to yourself, your relationship to your own soul. You know, what gives you happiness? What makes you feel less lonely?
Right.
Because I know people, you know, I said you could be in a group of, you know, 100 people and still feel lonely.
Right.
And so it's this you know, that your relationship to yourself first and foremost, you know.
Yes. And it's the idea too that the world really is a mirror. It really
absolutely.
Is, and which is sometimes can be a pill to swallow, you know.
But it's always a good thing. You know, I told her that exactly what you're saying, and I said, you know, I know that doesn't seem like a fun thing, but it's actually a very good thing because it's feedback for you at every
right.
given moment about what's going on in your
right.
in your head, in your heart, in your soul, you know.
Right.
And so, I mean, it was interesting, though, because I wanted to be gentle with this young soul, 16 years old. She
yeah.
just turned 16, too,
uh-huh.
at the end of January. So, You know, so I, you know, so it was very interesting to have to put to talk at that level, you know, without talking down,
right?
And yet, you know, saying, you know, hey, you've got to get out of, you know, what makes you happy? Where do you find your joy? And I said, you know, think about working at, you know, going to animal shelters and walking doggies, and, you know, just some, you know, stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just to engage yourself, you know.
Exactly.
Because if we always lead from our lowest common denominator, it's a pretty tough, that's a pretty tough order, tall order for the universe, you know, if we're leading with our greatest disappointment.
Oh, I know.
You understand that?
Oh, I do understand
yeah.
that. And here we are leading, I mean, you know, this morning I woke up, I have to say that lately I've been holding a lot of worry on my shoulders. You know, and working with the energies to not hold
mm-hmm.
that,
mm-hmm.
to release that. Because at a core level, I know that nothing matters to that more
mm-hmm.
than I feel good and connected with my soul.
Right.
And
you talked about just now, you said I want to release that. But I think what I want to really get to is we want to release our worries, our cares, our concerns, disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, I'm going to go even a little bit deeper. What about releasing the energy that's trapped inside that worry?
Oh, yes.
What about releasing the energy that's trapped inside that huge disappointment, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Imagine being able to access that energy to put towards your existence, your day-to-day existence.
Well, and there it goes in a nutshell. I mean, think about how much energy we do waste by, you know, that,
mm-hmm.
or that's trapped by
mm-hmm.
our worries,
mm-hmm.
about our fears. You know, and our disappointment.
I think it's huge because, I mean, we were as we're defining ourselves
mm-hmm.
more. You know, we really see ourselves as eco-friendly, and you know, I'm even going to go to that soul level and say, you know, if you want to be green, you know, release the you know the trapped energy inside those blocked or frozen disappointments. You know, worries. That's going green, huh?
For sure.
That's saving energy or reusing it or recycling it in its best sense.
Well, and I loved yesterday because we were talking about, you know, out in the globe right now, people are talking about really, you know, not hurting for money, but talking about they're not feeling like in the flow. There's not this ebb and flow. There's not the flow to their money in some sense. And we talked about how there's energy, trapped energy, in all the things we no longer use around
right,
our home.
Right.
And you know, and so how do you release that?
Yes.
How do you donate or sell it?
Right.
You know.
Just and there's a number of ways to start beginning to release the energy inside the things that you already own. I mean, there's a
right.
lot of different ways.
And so if we just think about that today, everything is about releasing trapped energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, releasing
mm-hmm.
it. So it's good
to begin continue circulating the flow of energy
mm-hmm.
in your life.
Right.
It's like priming the pump, you know.
Right. Oh, for sure. Priming the pump.
I mean,
we're
definitely just taught, you know, oh, you need money, get a job.
Right. Exactly. And you know, sometimes you go, well, I mean, I remember having a job about 3 years ago. It was a part-time job. And it wasn't paid bad money for part-time work. But I'll tell you what, when the gas prices went up, literally I was like making less than that. You know, I'm making half that money. And you go, you know, there's different ways of creating income for yourself
mm-hmm.
or creating dollars flowing
mm-hmm.
into your life.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to, it would be nice just to be able to play a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
figure out what we want to do, and figure out how we can take care of ourselves in those ways,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And really, it is an inside job. I mean, everybody's like, you know, well, tell me what to do. But you know, that's the part of the inside job.
Yeah.
You know, figuring out what gives your soul joy, what is your service
right.
to the planet, no matter how big, no matter how small,
right.
or whatever you think. It's,
right.
You know, it's what your soul, you connect with your soul.
Right.
And from there, then we get into some good steps. We know about, you know, how to begin magnetizing to ourselves, how to start defining what we want in a higher way. You know, because everybody's like, what do you want? What's your desire? I want to win the lottery. That'll just, you know.
Solve all my problems.
That solves everything.
I can start giving.
Yeah. That's everybody goes, I'm going to give so much when I win the lottery.
Yep. I love that.
Really?
Really? hands and I say this.
Really? How generous of you.
You know, how conditional of you. I love
Let's
that too.
Practice that now.
Yeah. Like what? I can't write it now.
I know.
You know, there's that one process that we love. It's really about this, you know. Today, behave as if you are abundant.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, like, you know.
It's really called the be, do, and have process.
Yeah, right. It really affirms that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all say, well, when I have my millions of dollars, I will, you know, I will do things that are, you know, abundant,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll feel
mm-hmm.
abundant.
I'll feel good then. Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, that's how the universe really works, is you have to be the essence, do the behaviors based on how you're feeling, and then you get to have it. You know, but it's so great because in the process you're feeling really quite abundant.
Yes.
And so what we want you to do is, I love this process, you know, whatever dollar amount you feel comfortable with, it might even be $5, you know, or $3, whatever. It could be $100, whatever feels good to you. Turn to dollar bills and pass those dollar bills out to people who have less than you. And here's the thing, you'll find those people because you'll have tracked them into your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do not feel bad for them. That's not the whole process, because if you're doing things that have charity or I feel so bad for you,
mm-hmm.
that is not the right vibration
mm-hmm.
for abundance.
That is not the vibration. That's why when we talk about tithing, we never talk about tithing to charities. I mean, we say if you want to give to charities, that's lovely.
Yeah.
There really is a place for that. But tithing is really a spiritual but mathematical equation, you know, and you tithe that to places, people that give you such rich spiritual nourishment. And, you know, Jill, let's talk a little bit about that formula. I mean, like,
right.
Let's say, for example, you got $100, okay?
Right.
And so then just 10%
mm-hmm.
would go to some person, place, or thing that really gives you spiritual nourishment.
Yeah, and it can be a charity in the sense of, like I do a lot of mine to my local dog shelter because they just take care. They make my heart sing, you know.
Yeah, they're no kill.
They're no kill.
They take care of anybody in.
Yeah.
Little guys, everybody.
Yeah. And I always feel, you know, and I get such spiritual joy for my dogs, you know, and they don't want the dollars. They'll eat it and poop it out. No,
that's right. They'll poop out their dollar.
That's right. If I give my dog a dollar, he'll poop it out.
He'll eat it and then
he'll poop out 4 quarters.
Is that right? he'll make change for you, girlfriend.
He'll make change. Okay. Yes, yeah, so that's exactly right. I was just thinking about that. I'm going to share that. Okay. Well, I'll tell the process first, and then. No, that's Molly.
Barking.
That's Molly.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
She gets to go outside now.
Yeah, she gets to go outside. I'll throw her butt outside. Mm-hmm. So, and anyway, so it was so funny because, okay, so here you go. You got your dollar bills, right? And we want you to give them to people that have less than you. You can do $5, whatever you want to do. But what I want you to do is, know that these people, you call into your environment. So don't feel bad about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
But anyway, so we were talking about that 10% solution,
yes.
You know, in tithing.
Mm-hmm.
So what in tithing, it's like you're supposed to, you know, you get whatever, and then the first fruits, basically, of whatever you get, 10% go to that spiritual nourishment.
Right.
Now, the energetic promise is that you'll receive 10 times the amount.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, minimum. And so for that $10, you know that you have energetically created another $100.
Yes.
So, for example, you started out with 100, you gave away 10, so then you had 90, and then energetically, comes to you another 100. So you've made $190.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It's, you know,
now, let's just go to the next thing. So you made another $100. I guess another $100.
Right.
You take that 10, or if you want to actually go to $19 because you got now have $190. So you take $19 and you tithe it. Then you times that by 10. That's 190 minimum.
Yes.
So now you have really like 380, I guess, or 480, you know?
And it is interesting because, like,
we never even meant to talk about this today, but this is where it's going.
Well, because this weekend, you know, I had like four people talk about tithing to me this weekend, the people that I listen to and so forth. And it's like, you know, you will not notice it right off the bat. I mean, you may have something that instantly goes, wow. But what happens is like 2, 3, 4 months on the line, you know, you go, holy cow, things are falling into place more. Holy cow, currency is coming in quicker, you know, easier, effortlessly, you know. And so it takes discipline and will in the beginning. And discipline is not that four-letter word, you know, like, oh, I want you to be disciplined and all that stuff. But it takes a discipline of, like, trust and a discipline of, like, belief and believing.
Yeah, a quick story, though. One of our clients, you know, we were teaching, we came to the part in the coaching where we taught about this, you know, and he loved this idea. He totally gravitated to it. And he went one step beyond this, and I thought this was pretty freaking amazing, you know. He said, I think what I'll do, I'll start, you know, with this, I'm going to tithe on the money that I would like to have. And I think he wanted six figures. So we figured it out, and it was like something like 880. I don't know what it was. We figured it out. And so he started tithing to that. And within 3 months, it was that quick, 3 months, he was offered to the company that he worked for. The people were retiring, and he was offered to buy the company. And he did. And he quickly went from wherever he was making to way over six figures. But that's a perfect example of how it can work, you know.
Yes, exactly. And so it's fun, you know.
And it's about energy. It's about releasing the energy in things. There's energy in everything. There's energy in a promise. I mean, that really is a promise. The tithing is like a promise, you know. I will show you.
And it's a promise because over time we've heard it in different places. I mean,
yes,
different scriptures.
It's in the Bible, like scriptures. It's in, I mean, even Deepak Chopra talks about it in the seven spiritual laws of success or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I think I've heard Joyce Myers talk about it, and
Wayne Dyer talks about it, Marianne Williamson, all the ones talk about it.
Yes. So they might talk about it in different ways, but, you know, and here's the thing. It's like we have to get out of that head of, like, going, well, I have nothing to spare. That's right.
That's why when I win the lottery, then I'll definitely do this.
And then you go, oh, that's right. You have nothing to spare. If you keep telling yourself that, you have nothing to spare.
Somebody said, I can't remember what they said, but it was like, I can't do this because I have literally no something, money for whatever, you know. And it was like $25, you know. And it was like, okay, you tell that to the universe. It hears you.
Right. And so, and there's ways of saying, you know, like there are times, yes, we don't want you for your head in the sand. I mean, that really isn't an abundant lifestyle or a prosperous lifestyle, putting your head in the sand. We want you to know where you stand because that's good. It's feedback, you know. You know, you don't spend money you don't have in the sense of this. You know, you can find dollars to give to your spiritual source. And what happens is, you know, you may not, you know, get that pizza tonight or whatever, you know, in the beginning. But you're choosing because you're like, well, does this pizza mean more to me than my spiritual health and abundance? You know, and it's fun to think that way, you know. It's just kind of fun and play. So that was my 2 cents.
And you had another 10 times that, and then that's 20 cents. And then 10 times that, that's $2. And then 10 times that, 20.
And today I will go and donate to my local dog place today because I want to.
I know. We need to do that.
And we talked about doing Kiva.org. We've done that before in the past. You know, there's lots of places that we feel our nourishment, our spiritual nourishment, you know?
Absolutely. But you know what I enjoy the most, though? I mean, I do enjoy, you know, giving to the Granny Rose Animal Shelter. I mean, I do love that. And they're so kind there. And their hearts are in the right place. But I like surprising my peeps, you know?
Oh, yeah.
My people that give me spiritual nourishment.
Yes.
I like to go, hey, just do their PayPal account and just go, boom, you've got appreciation. You've got, like, love.
And they're always like, hey, thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Woo, woo.
You know, and it's so funny. It's one time it wasn't received right.
Ooh.
And I just like, okay, they're not open to receiving.
Oh, I know. Wasn't that strange?
I go, yeah, that's fine.
This was like last year. We wanted to pick a new person, you know. And we did. And we just, you know, sent them some money. And I was like, well, what is this for? We were like, oh, because we really appreciate you. It's like, you know, very much source of spiritual nourishment. Well, I didn't do this because I wanted money. And you're like, no, of course you didn't. But, you know, we're just, and like, whoa, that was,
yeah.
That was tough. That was,
and it was tough.
Tough one.
And you go, okay, what am I learning here? Cause,
well, I knew what I was learning.
Yeah.
Not everybody can have an open heart to receive.
Exactly.
It really is. You do have to open that pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart is a vehicle. And honestly, the more pipelines we have from our heart, the better it is, you know. Create a pipeline right now today so that the universe can give you its virtual download of prosperity.
Yes.
Do you have one, Jill? Do you have enough
pipelines
today?
No.
Mm-mm. I don't either. I don't either.
You can always have more pipelines.
I know. I mean, I'm going to, let's say that we have 3 more pipelines by the end of the week.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
awesome.
We have
to create them right now energetically.
I see them coming in every direction.
Yes.
Well, a day I have somebody buy something on eBay. That's
yes,
all
you
good.
Will.
That's awesome.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another good avenue for you.
Mm-hmm.
You
it
know?
Is. It definitely is.
Because Julie, she's got several stores, and she sold one, but she has sports nutrition products and things like that. So there's a market out there, girlfriend.
That's right. There's a market. I love it.
Can we talk a little bit about our souls?
Yes. That's what we've been talking, what we want to talk about. And we kind of have talked about it because
We always hit the notes, don't we?
We do. Well, and this book, and I've been reading it this weekend and this morning, and Sanaya Roman, you know, Soul Love. I've seen it before, and like, you know, because I'm connected with my soul so much today, is that this is my natural talk. You know, what we're talking about today with tithing and just feeling abundant and prosperous
mm-hmm,
today.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you make this is a great book, and we've read it before, but you're always, you know, life is a spiral, and you're always in a different spot. Whenever you read something again, the things that you missed the first time or the things that you read are now deeper and, like, more meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this is really talking about, this book is called Soul Love, and it's about this little very simple, sweet concept about making contact with your soul.
Mm.
And this idea that your soul is, if you can kind of think about it this way, there's source, there's soul, and there's you. So, you know, the soul is like, it's a bridge between you and your soul is the bridge between you and your source. And your soul is infinite.
Right.
And it's filled with, it never judges you. It's always in total, complete love and acceptance. And it spends most of its time facing toward source, facing toward the divine.
Right.
In almost beautiful, radiant meditation in some sense, or in awe.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to do is awaken, you know, our soul connection so that it, you know, it starts radiating its love and its light into our lives. And that is a major difference. Like I was telling our group that, you know, the mother said that it's going to be like we've been awakening from a deep sleep these next couple weeks.
Yes.
And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that has been my experience this week.
Mm.
And she said, I'm going to extend it. So we've got another 2 more weeks too that she's going to extend this, you know, this I call it grace. But I do feel like I've been awakening from this deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And things seem like, wow, why did I hold the energy of that worry in so much? And I focused on it. And even though when I said I wasn't focusing on it, I was spending a lot of time not focusing on it.
Yeah, you know, it's so tricky, you know, this human body that we live in, is our thoughts. But what I got from the Soul Love so far is that first of all, our soul is loves unconditionally everything.
Yes.
With zero judgment.
Right.
And forgives continually everything. And actually, there's nothing to forgive.
No.
The soul, at the soul level, there is nothing to forgive.
No.
But it helps us to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us to put down those worries and despair and really go, well, what would my, if I'm connected with my soul today, and I love this question, if I am connected with my soul today, what would my soul love for me to do today? How would my soul love me to express myself? You know, I mean, what can we do as soul to move forward? And I love the idea, too, that we think, like, well, our soul's with us this entire time. And the truth is, if that was true, we'd know that. I think...
What do you think?
That we're connected with our soul 24 hours a day. I mean, you know, I think in the past I felt that that's what the truth was. You know, that, well, my soul's always with me. But it's not. I mean, it's in the meditative state, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I awaken my soul center, I mean, talk to my soul and connect with it and blend with it more, then truly, you know, I behave in different ways.
Exactly,
I
right.
Want different things.
I think it's because we're hitting these subtle notes, but I think it's because we get our energy from a different source. Then, when you have that extra added soul dynamic, you are not powered on your own juice.
Right.
And you can definitely feel that. If you're trying to manifest on your own, I mean, you're like, you know, I'm going to turn on my magnetizer and, you know, you're using up your own power, your own juice. First of all, it's not meant to be that way.
Right.
And there's no need, you know, why tire yourself out? And again, the mother is totally talks about, divine feminine, you know, but we're being eco-friendly, you know, recycle that energy, recycle that. It's available to you, you know.
Yes.
You don't have to be powered under your own energy. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Well, yeah, you don't. And when you are, you realize that you're really focusing on ego and things like that, you know, and.
True. Your personality. It's the personality that, wants what it wants, and that's where you get to, like, well, all I know, all is I want to win the lottery, then all my problems will be over. You know, and the truth is, there's a part of my personality that believes that.
Oh,
honestly,
I know.
I'm serious. I mean, I know that there's this part of me, like, go, you know what, pretty much they would be, you know.
Yes, exactly.
But, you know, if I was totally in alignment with that, I'd have that by now.
You know, and I have no resistance to it.
I have no resistance to it either. I have no...
Me and a billion other people.
So how about them apples? How about them odds?
Yeah, exactly. You know, here's... when I tell you what, when I connect with myself and knowing, connect with my heart and going, wow, the odds are in my favor to becoming as prosperous as I want to become without winning the lottery, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It may come too. I mean, because I want to
feel
like a winner.
You know, I kind of feel like that too. That some time along the way, there will be that
element
for us.
Right. Exactly. You know. Oh, and you know, it's kind of nice. It's, you know, today's a holiday, right?
President's Day.
Yeah. And
President's
then all the
Day.
Kids are off to school today, and banks are closed.
I bet if you ask kids, I bet they couldn't name it. 10 presidents.
I know. I bet you're right.
Okay, Julie Marie, name me 10 presidents, girlfriend.
Okay. Are you kidding? Are you want me to think?
Yes, I want you to.
Okay, I'll start from the front. I'll work my way backwards then, okay? Jeez Louise, mama. Okay. Okay, where are we at? Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, Carter. Johnson, Nixon, Kennedy. Is that 10 yet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
close, probably.
You
keep going until you can't go anymore.
Okay, Okay, now they're from the other direction, you know? Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Roosevelt, Roosevelt.
Madison, Truman, Eisenhower.
Exactly, all those.
Polk.
So
We did good. I wonder who we forgot, but who knows? I know on America's Funniest Home Videos, they got this kid that can do all the presidents. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And I used to know them all. I still do. I have a little saying, a little song that goes with them.
Who's the guy that that used to trip all the time? He was the president after. I think he was the president after Nixon. Oh, Ford.
Oh, I forgot him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Of course.
Yeah.
I forgot Ford. You know.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, somebody just said they lost their clothes on Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh.
Well, they're somewhere there.
They lost their clothes. C-L-O-T-H-S. Julie's manning the board today. Is Janet on our board today?
No. Actually, it's a very, very, very quiet board. Oh. There is somebody here. They just asked, should I leave or stay?
Oh.
It's up to you, sweetie.
It's up to you. It's a free country.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, Janet, if you're listening in the archives, hello, girlfriend.
I'm sure she is because she's always around, and I appreciate that.
I do, too.
And I want to say hi to our peeps.
Hello, lovely ladies. That's what she calls it.
Yes, exactly.
My lady. My lovely ladies.
There you go. And then so, you know, so we talk about, you know, our soul love. And tell me so far, what are the big things that you've gotten from this so far, the book Soul Love by Naya Roman?
Well, I love the fact that, you know, basically in terms of the law of attraction, nothing matters more than that you feel good. Because we are always attracting at the level of our current feeling.
Right.
And so when you blend with your soul, when you meet your soul, you know, that has its own special note that you call to it, and your soul radiates its light and all this these different things that we're supposed to really explore and get to know. Good feelings are amplified, which means that you're magnetizing easier, more effortlessly, and at a better level. And also, the distressing feelings become more flowing, more less emotionally charged. Because to me, you and I know that it's kind of like a mathematical equation. Like, you know, let's say you have like 3 or 4 hours where you're feeling good or whatever, and let's say you spiral down, right? And not only do you spiral down, but you for 20 minutes are like really charged. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, you're like 50, you know, how angry you are, whatever. Do you realize how much good feelings you have to counteract that 120-minute, you know,
outrage?
Rage?
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know? But, so if you are connecting and blending with your soul, those things I don't think would happen for 20 minutes.
Right.
There's more flow. It may come and you go, what's the value in here? You know, if there's a quick value, there's a quick lesson, fine. But otherwise, let it go. You're able to let it go more easily. So for me, you know, also, like if I'm scared or whatever, and I need confidence or whatever, I don't have to dig into my own well. I just ask my soul, which has all those higher frequencies and good things, to kind of like rain down on me. The courage, the confidence, the joy, et cetera, et cetera.
Exactly.
What about you, girlfriend?
About me what?
Oh, could you ask me
what my insights are?
Yes.
You know, I was just thinking about that. I mean, like, those, I think my insights so far with this book, Soul Love, is just this complete sweetness that I can look at my life through the eyes of my soul and through the eyes of the soul plane, and, you know, and we connect with the soul at an interesting level, which is the soul plane, where it's just an energy of light, really. And you have to almost learn, the new language.
It is a new language.
It is a new language.
But it can be overlaid fairly easily on the way that we talk in general, too.
Right, exactly. And it's sort of like when you're traveling to a different country, you know, you get to, you may feel out of sorts initially because everything's in a different language, and this may be the, you know, in the soul plane, you see things in light and vibration, mm-hmm. and maybe, you know, there's a lot of, you know, feeling involved. You know, you feel what's going on. You mm-hmm. sense what there's what's mm-hmm. going on, you know. So it's just, it was nice to come, you know, to really feel that sweetness, you know, mm-hmm. and to feel like, hey, my soul has its own, my soul has no agenda except to share light and mm-hmm. love with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and
I think, too, like what my thought was, I talked to you about that the soul is like this bridge, but we could also think of it as a pipeline. Like, here's source, and sometimes we don't necessarily feel how we can feel our well-being, our source, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our soul is like that. If we awaken our source, it becomes an active pipeline to us from, excuse me, our soul becomes an active pipeline from source to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really cool way to look at it as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I like White Light One was on our, is on our chat board, and she's like, well, how do I let it go? And she goes, I say to myself, I release. And that's a great way to do it. I release and let go. And really, we really are talking about letting go of all that energy that's trapped in all these things.
Really, we want you to do is release the energy that's trapped in your disappointment or whatever the circumstance or situation that's got you bugged in some way. You, by you focusing on it and mulling it over and analyzing it or whatever, it's mm-hmm. like Velcro, right? And we want to release the energy of that. So imagine you could still have the same situation, the same quote-unquote problem, but if I, you know, and picture it like a balloon, and if I popped your balloon, all of the energy went out of it. You still got the balloon.
Right.
You still got the same problem, but there's it's now it's neutral to you. You're
mm-hmm.
like, well, what happened? This thing is totally non-charging for me now.
Yeah.
I don't have, you know, there's nothing. That's where we want you to go. And we want you then to use the energy that was trapped in that balloon problem or whatever for, like a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
Use it for your good. Use it to magnetize, manifest for yourself. You know, use it to get in the groove of the law of attraction, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I love this idea. We have somebody calling. That's cool. I love this idea where we can... And if, you know, when you get to the soul plane, you really get to know the vibration of light, and then we can put, and we call it solar light.
Yes.
And we can actually infuse or shine, put a cocoon of solar light around the things we want to release.
Mm-hmm.
Because what immensely it does, and it's like it takes these ideas, it takes these ideas of like. You know, like through your solar plexus, you know, put your attention on your solar plexus. A lot of times it's our powerhouse, and a lot of times that's where our worries kind of settle sometimes,
mm-hmm.
in our solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
But what our heart center can do, and as we open our heart centers more and more and more through connecting with our soul, you know, shining soul light into it,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of different processes in that book, Soul Level. Oh, 90 seconds, wow. But we can actually send light to our solar plexus,
mm-hmm.
to those worries,
mm-hmm.
to those, and really can put a cocoon around it and transform them
mm-hmm.
into higher energy things.
It definitely is a transformational energy. It's a transformational light. And that's what, I mean, that's why it's like you don't necessarily have to solve your problem. You can dissolve your problem. And in some ways, they resolve when you shine that solar light. I know we have to go.
Yeah, it was a wonderful day. You know, wonderful class. So anyway, everybody else, Aaron.
Let's talk about this tomorrow again.
Thanks everyone
in the chat room. Thanks everyone for listening.
Yep.
Thanks all our archive people.
Yeah, and you know what? Go to ChristineMarieAndJulie.com and you get our blog there. ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Oh, yeah, and there's free stuff there.
There's
like
free stuff.
21 Days of Manifesting Your Three Big
mm-hmm.
Dreams. That's our ebook, and also Prosperity Postcards. Yay.
Exactly.
We'll talk more about it.
Exactly. You know, bye, everyone. Gotta go.
ChristineMarieAndJulie.com.
Yep. I play the closing music, if I can figure it out.
That's my job, usually.
It is. It is. Here we go. Okay, everyone. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.